I'm at the venue of the Islamic Awakening Conference in Tehran with more than 700 popular figures, people who have great influence in their nations, intellectuals and the elite who are present here in Tehran to discuss the different aspects of Islamic Awakening in the Arab world and the recent developments in North Africa and the Persian Gulf region. This morning's session began with the speech from Iran's foreign minister, Mr. Ali Akbar Salehi, who is joining me right now. And I'd like to ask him, Mr. Salehi, how do you think this conference can help the movements, the popular movements in the Arab world, and stop them from the harm that lies ahead, the dangers that lie ahead?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. You see, no uprising of people can happen in vacuum. There must be something behind it that would mobilize these people and that would lead them into this uprising. So from our perspective, the Islamic Revolution has given this impetus and has put forward for these people a model. People are now thinking of themselves, people in the region, that look, we have a country called Iran that made a revolution in the name of Islam about 30 years ago, and that has been under so much pressure and has seen an imposed war for about 8 years, nevertheless has been able to make such a tremendous progress in science, technology, and almost in all domains. So those other countries in the region that were in the orbit of the Western, I would say, policies, and they had very good relationship with the US and Europe and whatever. The people of those countries look at us and they say, look, we were with the West and we have achieved nothing. We have almost nothing. We have no justice. We have no government that would that would emanate from the will of our people. But here there is a model in front of us that for 30 years, despite all the pressures, they have made such a tremendous progress. They have produced governments that have emanated from the will of the people. We have changed about 7 presidents in the past 7 years. And then we are the only Muslim country among the 57 Muslim countries that was able to put satellite into orbit, that was able to clone animals, that has made such a tremendous progress in nuclear technology. We are the only country in the probably Islamic world that has the largest nuclear power plant. All this, all these achievements have come despite all the pressures, despite 8 years of imposed war. So this awakening of the people comes, I think its roots come from the Islamic Revolution and from the thoughts of Islam, from the tenets of Islam, and people have come to realize that Islam is able to give them whatever is needed for a nation to have a life based on justice and prosperity. And therefore, we see that the people in the region have made this uprising to achieve what has been wished by their people, and we are certain that that the West can no more have an effect on deviating this path the path that has been taken by the people of the region for having their own legitimate governments and through democratic elections. Although the West is trying to manipulate these movements, but people are awakened, and that's why we call it Islamic awakening. They are no more asleep, so they cannot really deviate these people from the direction they have set on themselves. And so we are very hopeful about the future of the region. We think the more we see of governments emanating from the will of people, the more coherence among the governments in the region, and the more peace, stability, and prosperity.
Thank you very much, Dr. Sadi.